All right. Hey, dude. Hey, and welcome back to another episode of the Brain Dump Diaries podcast. I'm your host, Jesse Wallacher, with the Rock Solid Gym Method, which includes courses, journals, and one-on-one coaching. And we dive deep into how to still be a badass in the gym, how to still create and define your version of an athlete, or how to, I guess not how to still, but how to create your version of an athlete. What that looks like for you, how to still be that healthy person, but setting boundaries, having flexibility, taking control, and learning the mindset work about balancing it all out, because you do not need to go balls to the walls, crazy, dedicated, devoted, committed to this lifestyle in order to have the life and the body and the dreams that you want. Also, fitness, gym goer is not a personality trait. I'm still working on that intro, but today, so we are in, if you're listening to this, we are in the last couple bits of pre-recording podcasts, and these are all topics that I have thought of in the car and texted myself, voice note to text, sent to myself so that I can go on a little tangent and rant as we move forward. So here is the deal. We are talking about relationships and attraction and self-confidence in this and the next week's podcast. But for this one in particular, it is realizing that even though you are a confident and independent woman, and we will get into that more next week, you are still very conscious and self-aware of your body and hoping and thinking that a man can help fix all of your issues that you have right now and all the unhealthy relationships and views that you have with yourself. Let me explain. So I went into health with wanting to lose a few extra pounds to be better athlete in track. And then it snowballed into a full-fledged, like, I am not okay, this is a problem kind of thing. And I was thinking as well, I've never had a boyfriend. I think I'm ready to start dating, but I cannot start dating until I have this ideal body, because this is the only body that I see on my timeline, because all I follow are fitness people. So of course, all I'm going to see are fitness bodies and thin fitness bodies at the time of like the fitness models, of the typical fitness models of slim waist, six pack, like built arms, strong legs, all of that stuff, like very little fat or anything like that. We're always posed. We're not in our normal sense of kind of what you're seeing today. But even still, like, we're still all processing that. Let me take a quick drink. Anywho, so I was seeing all of that, and I was like, okay, I want to date somebody else that is also into fitness, that also likes to work out. So I need to be in good enough shape where I'm going to be comfortable if he sees my body. And odds are, if you are dating somebody and you are in an intimate relationship, and in the sense of they physically see your body with their eyes, or they hug you and they can feel your body and they can sense if you're bigger or smaller than you seem. And I had it in my head so much that even though I wore shorts and a cutoff t-shirt, which, like, you can see everything. You can see your body. You can see your stomach and everything. But I always thought too that if I hit it enough, that I sucked it in enough, that I was hyper aware of my body and I moved my body in a way where you couldn't see my stomach, which was my most insecure spot, because everyone always shows the sports bra pictures or like the lifting up of their shirt and flexing their stomach, and I'm like, mine doesn't look like that. So I was hyper aware of, I'm going to have somebody and he's going to find out that I'm not actually as thin and fit as I put out, or I portray. That doesn't sound right. I don't know why. But so I was super hyper aware of that. And then I thought, this, I still remember this so vividly. I need to find a guy who, I want to find a guy who likes to go to the gym, but has a good balance of it, where, like, if we go out to eat, it's not going to be a scheduled, like, this is my cheat day thing. Like, he would be okay with, hey, do you want to get pizza tonight? Do you want to come over, watch a movie, and get pizza? Even though it's not Saturday afternoon after you worked out in the morning or did your fasted cardio, and, like, it's cheat day kind of thing. Where it's like, it can just be a Tuesday night last minute thing. Where he still works out and it's still motivated, but he has, like, a good relationship with food. Where he does competitions, or he does sports, or he does lifting of some kind, where he still is like active and physical with things, but it's not his life where he has to, like, it's not his job where he has to like look good and shredded all the time. So he's more flexible with it, but we can still share our mutual love of food. So it's going to help me to get out of like my negative thought and process and emotional attachment to food, because he's going to be more relaxed with it and he's going to be able to help me with that as well. And he is also going to have like a normal job, like a normal 9-to-5 that he just, that like is fine, he enjoys, but then he has hobbies outside of that as well. So he can help keep me balanced, because I have a terrible work-life balance because I so consume and throw myself into work, and not just like the job that I'm at, but my side businesses are like my business as well. And it's always just a side thing because I can't commit and dedicate and motivate and acknowledge that I'm actually like really good at this shit. So he's going to be able to like help me balance it out because he's going to have it all together. And then I'm like, wait, why am I waiting for somebody else to help me do this when I can just do it myself? Why am I waiting for the perfect guy to come around to help fix me when I don't need somebody else to fix me? I can just fix it myself. Not because I'm wrong or bad, but because I don't like this and I want something else, but I needed somebody to show me interest and show me attention and show me affection, that they liked me where I was at and were willing to help see me through to where I wanted to go, because they knew what I wanted and what I was capable of, and they knew that it was possible and they knew it was going to be okay, but I needed them to show it to me. But why did I need somebody to show it to me when I could just do it myself, when I knew it was possible for me to just do it myself? That's the same. Excuse me. I need to settle down. I'm choking on my spit. And that's why I started buying myself flowers, because I was going through some dark times and I couldn't wait for the moment when I had somebody in my life who would just buy me flowers, because they knew that that would make me happy and it would help get me through. And it was something small that they thought that like would be an act of, I see you, I appreciate you, I love you, I know you're struggling, here's something. Imagine it like pushing a vase of flowers over like the counter. Here's something that is pretty, that I know you like, that you're not going to get yourself, that is going to bring you some relaxation and feelings of worthiness, because it's something pretty that you're supposed to get like for a special occasion, and there's no special occasion other than I'm thinking of you and I want you to feel better. Why am I putting that off when I can just, when I have $5 and I can go to Aldi's and get a bouquet of flowers? It's $3.99 there. Why am I pushing this off? Why am I waiting for somebody else to say that I have value and that I am worth spending $5 on to make me happy and to make me smile when I can do that for myself? Why are you waiting? Why are you waiting for somebody else to fix you, guy or girl, whoever it needs to be for you, whatever it needs to be for you, to fix you? So here's what a quote is going to be. Don't expect a man to fix you. Don't expect a man to fix your self-esteem. Don't expect a man to save you. Save yourself. Be your own hero. You are not a damsel in distress. You're a person growing, and you can do that for yourself. Why are we waiting? Why do we feel we need somebody else to see all that we are capable of when we know we are capable of it? And just because we have been programmed or taught, or it's just shown that you need to like undermine your brilliance in order for somebody else to acknowledge it. Oh my gosh. This is why I chased a bodybuilding competition. Because I couldn't acknowledge that I was actually a very good athlete, that I was actually a very good person. I needed somebody else to acknowledge it in a way that I physically did not represent in that moment. Oh my gosh. Okay. 9:16. We are marking that down. Holy buckets. Okay. 9:16. Okay. Hello. Like that's why. That's why I did that. Welcome to my therapy brain dump session, you guys. That's why I did that. That's why I chased a bodybuilding competition for years, because I couldn't acknowledge and I couldn't give it and deem myself a good enough athlete until I felt I looked the part of what everybody was showing me was a good enough athlete, was the ones that were posted on the magazines. And this was back in like when I came to the social media age and the real world a little late. Like, I listened to Delilah and Enya growing up, and it wasn't until I was able to drive a car that I found out what, like, today's kids were listening to. My brother and sister are still showing me what's hip today. I don't know. So I was doing magazines. Like, I was looking at magazines. I was Googling exercises. Beachbody.com was my site. That was it. That was all I had. And those are very specific people. Those are very specific people. So I wasn't seeing anything else. Even though I was known as the girl that was consistently coming in to work out in the morning. Even though I was the person that people were asking for fitness advice for. Not the Fayed teacher. Not the AM lifting guy. It was me. Little 16-year-old Jessie. She's got a stomach and legs and fat and cellulite, but you know what? She can cut up the t-shirt. And she knows what she's doing because she's looked into it. And that wasn't enough for me. I had to have the body too. I had to have the body that needed starvation and constant work and a lot of stress. And even at that point, it still wasn't working. It still wasn't working because I couldn't starve myself enough because my body was taking care of me too much. My body was stopping me too much because I was in starvation mode. I was hurting myself and it was counteracting, thinking it was dying and it was trying to keep you alive. And it is the greatest thing. Your body's goal is to keep you alive. So it is going to do everything it can to keep you alive. And it may seem detrimental when all you want to do is lose weight and you're not. But there are reasons behind it. And the sooner you let that go, the sooner you let go of this expectation, I need to be X, Y, and Z, and I need to weigh X, Y, and Z, and have all these measurements and look the certain way and wear these certain clothes in order to be good enough. Like, I thought my peak of I am going to be physically fit was when I could run in a sports bra. I don't like running. I still need to get to that point. But if I could run in a sports bra and shorts, then that was the epitome of fitness for me. And then I knew I would make it. I am sitting here in leggings and an oversized sweater that is pilling, and this is all I want to wear. I work out in shorts and a sweatshirt. If I am wearing a cutoff t-shirt right now, I am wearing leggings because I need to balance myself out, and that is the closest I will get to a sports bra, just wearing a sports bra working out, because that's not me, but that is what I saw everybody else doing, and I was like, that is the closest thing I'm going to get to. I don't like running and I don't like wearing that kind of stuff. It's just not me. Do I want to get to a point where I can run? Yes. Do I want to get to a point where, like, that could be something that I do? Sure. Probably going to be like the closest I ever get to wearing a bikini, in all honesty, because I don't want to have to worry about like my boobs popping out or like my pants falling down. Like, that's just too little clothing to like be worried about being exposed. And that's not how I want to be running around. No, I want to be fully covered and like confident of just existing. But, like, that's the whole thing, is we know we're good enough. We know we're capable. We know that we're enough and that we're just in a bad spot and we're realizing that, but we don't need somebody else to validate that this is your lowest point, that you have got, congratulations, you've made it to low, low. Now you can dig yourself out. You don't need to go to the next level to try and see if you can make it. You don't need to go to almost death, to almost mental breakdown, to almost hospitalization, to almost a lot of issues. You don't need to go down to the next level. You are enough and you deserve happiness. You deserve to feel enough. You deserve to feel good in how you are and all of your knowledge and all of your physical beings. You don't need somebody else to validate that you are worthy enough now and all of your potential as well. You know what you're capable of. Don't wait around for somebody else to mirror it. Because you're going to be wasting way too much of your life waiting on somebody else to have the balls to show you what you already know to be true for yourself. And you're too damn independent for that to like come easily. Dude, I'm 27 and it's now just like coming together. 26 was when I finally started dating. Like, 25. Turned 26 in the relationship. 27, I'm single now. It took 25 years. And pushing away a lot of life's experiences. Because I was hustling and driving for nothing. For nothing other than looking like I was doing something. Because I was too afraid to do what I could actually do. Wow! I can't wait to listen back to this. So, yeah. Don't wait around. Don't wait around. Don't wait around for somebody else to help you with, like, finding balance with it all. No more weight loss resolution might be really good for this one. How about that? So most likely, if you're catching on, I'm going to be pitching a course or something at the end of each of these because that's what I have to offer. And this is my work. This podcast is a free version of my work. Buying one of my courses, buying one of my journals, investing in my one-on-one coaching, which is very expensive and very high-end, but you get that one-on-one connection with me, is more in-depth, more structured of what this is. Like, all the information is here. Just keep scrolling. I think there's over 80 podcasts now at this point. Like, if you're seeing this, I'm going to have gone back and started numbering them because I think that's kind of cool. But, like, as of now, I have no idea. I'm just looking on SoundCloud. I have 80 tracks on my Brain Dump Diaries podcast. And that's more tracks than is on Spotify, in all honesty. So if you really want to listen to everything, go on to SoundCloud because Spotify wouldn't download some or upload some of my podcasts. So there's more. There's 80 plus. And you got to go to SoundCloud to find them all. But the No More Weight Loss Resolution would be really good for this. It's a 6-week course and it dives into all of that mindset work. Into worthiness, into feeling good. I think I'm going to start adding in the little Q&As. I say Q&As in quotes because it was a small group and I did it at times when nobody was live because that was when all the other coaches I saw would do their coursework. And it's like, dude, these aren't business people. You're working with health people that like have normal jobs and normal schedules. Like, why are you doing this at 2 in the afternoon when they're working? So, but the Q&As were more just extra talkings from me or questions that I saw come up or anything like that. But it's really good. If you want to check that out, I'll link that below. Fingers crossed I remembered to link all this stuff below. But yeah, I think that would be really good. But if you want more deep connection, of course, there's one-on-one coaching. So reach out for that. That is more high-end, more expensive, more connection and everything. But if this is the kind of stuff and environment and connection and support and like container or space you want to be in, which is this, granted, it's like we're a little bit of wind in and we've got some tea going on as well. And I had a burger today, so I'm like feeling really good today. But like, this is the energy of taking full control of your life, having a healthy relationship with food. Like, I'm going to go work out tonight, and I'm super excited about that. Like, if that's what you want, where it is balanced, where you know what you need to be doing, you want to have this, like, lightness and freedom of existing without having to worry about every single step you take, every single bite you eat, and every single muscle that you move in order to make sure that like it all equals out and it was all worth it and you made the most of it, then stay close. Dive into my work, dive into my courses. If you want and are able to invest more, then come check me out and we can do even more one-on-one work. But that's what I got for you today. This was good for me and I hope for you as well. So remember, you are not a damsel in distress that needs to be saved by a significant other. You are well prepared and well equipped to do that yourself, and you're going to be so much happier when you do it for yourself and then seeing what comes into your life because you did that. So have a fantastic day. Stay tuned. Check out my other podcast if you want to hear more of me, or stay tuned for next week's, which is going to be just as good, sticking with this whole like relationship and self-worth kind of stuff. So have a fantastic day, and I will talk to you very soon. Bye-bye.